With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Rhinelander City Government is taking a look at housing needs. Ken Kroll reports.
At this week's Common Council meeting, Acting City Administrator Zach Brewing says the council needs to look at the scope of the issue so outside funding can be looked at. Alder Gerald Anderson said a main issue is affordability.
People can't afford to rent here, even though to many of us it looks like relatively low-priced real estate market. The rentals are not that low.
Carrie Michalowski works at County Social Services and says she regularly sees aging houses in the community.
They are run down, but the property management that typically owns these homes are charging upwards of $700 a month per rent, which a lot of our folks in this town, they really can't afford that high of rent.
City Inspection Administrator Terry Williams says the city could establish a stricter code, but that could backfire.
I'm fearful that a rental housing code could increase rent and make places even more unaffordable, which is why we try to, through enforcement, clean up as much as we can.
Brewink asked the council to focus on a smaller scope of key issues so action could take place sooner. He says there are a number of factors that need to be looked into in setting priorities before moving forward. Brewing says it's likely the matter will be on future agendas, whether to pursue funding opportunities. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
Supporters of Building Unity around climate change, Black Lives Matter, science, and other issues stopped in Rhinelander Wednesday with an RV labeled the Vote Mobile. Spokesperson Tim Corden is a social justice coordinator for the Unitarian Universalist Congregation in Madison. He says the effort is to attract people who support peace, justice, sustainability, and democracy, and to build one united movement. The Vote Mobile has stopped in Minocqua and Rhinelander. Corden describes the effort.
Building a stronger statewide network that's better connected and that can help share resources and enjoy the benefits of our collective power. Obviously, our state is struggling in a lot of areas, and we would like to, you know, add some strength to the people that are calling for peace, justice, sustainability, and democracy.
He says the effort also calls for racial and environmental justice. Corden says the idea is to learn to pull together to overcome the planet's major challenges.
We're going to have to pull together and learn how to share and care for each other so that we can weather these storms of pandemic, climate crisis, racial disparities and unrest.
Corden quoted Dr. Martin Luther King saying we need to learn to live together or we will perish as fools. He says the pandemic altered what organizers wanted to do. Gone were traditional methods of being at public gatherings, instead going around the state to connect at safe distances with local citizens. More information is at buildingunitywisconsin.org. A federal grand jury has returned indictments against two area men. The U.S. District Court in Madison reports 42-year-old Richard Dulman of Rhinelander is facing a federal charge of attempted second-degree sexual assault of a child. Dulman was arrested last week by the Oneida County Sheriff's Department. It's alleged Dulman thought he was meeting up with a 15-year-old girl for sex when he was arrested. An Internet Crimes Against Children investigation led deputies to Dulman. If convicted, Dulman faces a mandatory minimum penalty of 10 years and a maximum of life in federal prison. 26-year-old Michael Wynot of Tomahawk is charged by the grand jury with being a felon in possession of a firearm. The indictment alleges that on May 15th, he had a .40-caliber pistol. If convicted, Wynot faces a maximum penalty of 10 years in federal prison. Local, state, and federal law enforcement investigated the case. Many people in northern Wisconsin rely on private wells for their water. Those in areas that had flooding over the weekend might want to get them tested. After heavy rainfall, experts say private wells can flood, allowing bacteria and other harmful contaminants to get into your water. Lisa Lehman, a section chief with the Department of Natural Resources, said you should test your water before drinking it if you suspect your well may have flooded.
If they notice any changes in the color or taste or smell of the water, we definitely encourage people don't drink the water if you have any concerns, because it is possible it could be contaminated and could make you sick.
Lehman recommends those with flooded wells have their well professionally cleaned and retested before using the water again. Audio in this story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Milwaukee-based motorcycle maker Harley-Davidson is reporting major financial losses during the second quarter of the fiscal year. The company reports a net loss of $92 million after being forced to shut down production during the coronavirus pandemic. Shipments of motorcycles at this time during 2019 were almost 69,000 units. This year, they are just over 28,000. The company says its net revenue has fallen 53% compared to last year. Our forecast today, mostly sunny with a high near 77. Mostly clear tonight, to low around 51. For tomorrow, sunshine and a high near 80. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.